Nicole, thanks a lot for joining us. We're starting off talking about how the COVID-19 pandemic is impacting budgets in Alamogordo. Let's start with the city. What are they preparing for right now?
They're preparing for gross receipts tax shortages, and they're anticipating a 25% gross receipts tax shortage starting with the May 2020 numbers. Gross receipts tax, or GRT, are when they're reported, it's 2 months after. So in May, it'll reflect the March numbers, and they're expecting that the 25% will be at least until the end of this year. They built their budget around that, and to the end of the next fiscal year, it was a similar amount that they were considering that there would be a GRT deficit. And they're looking at the estimated ending balance for fiscal year 2020 in the city is about $31 million.
What are city officials saying in regards to this? What are they hoping can help?
Well, they've revised the budget three times to get to this point. That's probably going to be approved at the May 26th meeting. Yeah, Brian Caesar said, quote, "This is one of the more challenging budgets that we've had in recent years," end quote, and that it is balanced, and that the assumptions they're making are due to the COVID-19 restrictions. They're preparing for the worst, but hoping that's not going to be as bad as all that. That there have been some changes made, some belt tightening. City Hall is closed to the public. It's there on skeleton crew there. Most everyone's working from home. And they mentioned that there were some furloughs and some possible layoffs, but they didn't really go too deep into exactly who it was.
Nicole, we also have news about the City Commission in Alamogordo returning to its normal schedule. What can you share with us about that?
Yes, the regular meetings, which are usually held on Tuesdays, are returning this Tuesday at 6:30, with the Zoom meeting that's live streamed through YouTube to the city clerk's YouTube page, Rachel Hughes. This is the first regular meeting they've had since March. They canceled all of March and all of April's meetings once everything was closed down, but have had special meetings throughout.
We also have news, Nicole, about some fire restrictions in Lincoln National Forest. What can you give us an update on?
Yes, a lot of people are going back into the forest. The Lincoln National Forest raised the fire level to high because the fuel moisture levels are lower, and it's also getting to be that time of the year when fires get started and don't always get under control. But they're also going to be doing things a little differently. Ordinarily, when there's a wildfire, they have a large groups of people in the fire camp, but because of social distancing restrictions, they can't do that this time. So they're going to be smaller camps that are spaced out.
Okay. Nicole, thank you so much for updating us this week, and we will talk to you all next week on Alamogordo Now.
All right. Thank you.